Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. That track right there, it's the 1990s meets the 1970s. Fleetwood Mac's Gold Dust Woman, as interpreted by alternative rock legends Hole. That comes from the soundtrack to the 1990s film The Crow. Now, it's been an interesting turn of social media posts from Courtney Love, and that's probably not shocking for Courtney Love, but Courtney Love has often teased at a Hole reunion. She's just done that again just last week. She posted on social media atting Melissa Oftermar, a former band member to Hole, saying, "So do we tell the kids about the tour?" Well, of course, how else do you interpret that when she is saying that to a former band member to Hole, that it will be a Hole reunion tour? But no, Courtney Love quickly came back to say, not a reunion tour. It is just the two of them going out on tour together, promoting new music that they are making together. Still, that will make for a really interesting tour. These are two absolute icons of 90s alternative rock, Courtney Love and Melissa Oftermar. So curious to know what they are baking up. Speaking of alternative rock trailblazers, it is Throwing Muses in the Middle. Summer of Love is the name of the song. It's the opening track to the band's most recent album, Moonlight Concessions, one of my favorite albums released last year. And then we kicked off the set, new music from Suzanne Vega. You know her from songs like Luca and Tom's Diner. Well, her newest album, Flying with Angels, was released just last year. We heard the song Witch from Suzanne Vega. Right now, it is award-winning alternative Americana crossover artist Brandi Carlile. She returned in the fall with her eighth album, Returning to Myself. And as the title suggests, it is a tender, introspective affair. So right now, Brandi Carlile here on Girly So Groovy.
Ooh. Ooh. One time I went overseas with a woman I know too deep. I live and breathe to hold her in. I love to hear her speak. We went to people's parties and we haunted her old hometown. We rambled into restaurants, tracking her old friends down. Magic number, the weather, the kids' TV. But this is where she pulls the strings and slips into someone's greed. She's all tarot cards and gypsy moves. She's on fire, listening. No one sees it coming, no. The canary doesn't sing. She doesn't. For them and not because of what they're going through. I'm sure they used to try and reach inside an empty room. But she doesn't make it easy.
No.
She hides behind her hair.
Hey.
She asks too many questions and she cuts you off with care. She reaches deep inside you like an open cookie jar. To mine your broken heart, for borrowed pain to hide behind, divorce, disdain, disease. And it ain't like she don't have her own, but hers is hers to keep. then an eviction would be a mercy in that place. Wordlessness is cruel and I can't wipe it off my face. I know I need compassion, Lord, I'm sure she needs it too. She won't even make excuses, that would all be too much truth. It's too much truth. A woman overseas, when you're this far north of 40, the growing's up to you. Even if you grow away from me and I die to watch you bloom. I opened up my eyes one time when I went overseas. Well, a woman no one really knows, but I live to hear her speak.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Frustration growing and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Find me a mountain or any Grand Canyon. Just find us and leave.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. It was 10 years ago when beguiling indie pop group Lucius released their breakout sophomore album, Good Grief, and I thought we'd go back and revisit to celebrate that 10th anniversary. The song is What We Have to Change from Lucius. In the middle, there are singer-songwriters, and then there is Carole King, and that is what we filled the middle with. Beautiful is the song from Carole King. That comes from her multi-million selling, generational standing, decades-long love affair album of Tapestry. And then starting this set off, Brandi Carlile from her latest album, Returning to Myself, we heard the song A Woman Overseas. Well, friends, looking at the clock, we need to wrap this episode up. Just a reminder, the next 2 weeks of Girly So Groovy are going to be repeat episodes as it is spring break and I am out of here. And so what that means is, yes, you can catch repeat episodes on your favorite community or campus stations, or you can take time to catch up with past shows that you may have missed. Remember, you can find those online at the website Mixcloud. Go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy with an IE. We have 10 weeks worth of the episode just waiting there for you to press play, press pause, listen at your leisure. Of course, you can also stay in touch with the show anytime you want through our social media channels. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. And then, of course, Instagram, you will find us at GSG Radio. All right, like I say, I've got to get out of the studio. I am taking my husband on a hot date tonight. We are going to go see the opera of The Handmaid's Tale. If there was ever an opera, honey, made for Girly So Groovy, it would be The Handmaid's Tale. Can't wait to get to that. So let's wrap up this entire two-hour mixtape we call Girly So Groovy. Lucius is a band that plays with cabaret style sounds, while Katie George is a Montreal artist that does the same. She is a vocalist, composer, and lyricist, best known for singing bebop and swing music, while her latest album is Katie George with Strings, a jazz symphonic kind of stylized sound. Her new album has a song, Trainwreck Dining Car, so much fun. We're going to close with that. Until next time, folks, here is Katie George making her Girly So Groovy radio debut.
I could shatter like ceramics in a train wreck dining car, and still a fate so splintered seems ideal. I would rather you be vague with your intentions. I would rather you not plague me with what's real. I could flutter like the ashes of a house fire library shelf, and yet the fleeting warmth would still appeal. For if I was to admit to what I yearn for, I would then have to commit to how I feel. Dumb enough to hang on out of fear, I pluck my little plans and I plan my little dreams, and I dream for them to one day just appear. So it seems I'm bound to splinters and to ashes and to lies, and to live a life I don't quite think is true. But if I had half the courage that I wish for, I'd be half. to the place I wish I
CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. In birding lingo, a lifer or lifebird is any species you see or hear for the first time. Birders get very excited about lifers. Some even mark the occasion with a special dessert called lifer pie. The tradition started at a birding festival in Northwest Ohio called the Biggest Week in American Birding, where attendees celebrate new lifebirds at the local tavern over a slice of homemade pie. Any flavor will do. Lifer pie is more about the feeling than the filling, making it easy for anyone to join in. For example, if it's your first time hearing a northern yellow warbler sing, "Sweet, sweet, sweet, I'm so sweet," you definitely deserve a sweet treat. But if you'd prefer something savory, no problem. Grab a piece of pizza pie. There's no wrong way to celebrate birds. Because let's be honest, birding isn't always a piece of cake. But lifers are always worth a slice of pie. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
Up call.
But I didn't request
it. Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians.
It doesn't come with a warning. It doesn't wait for the right moment. It can happen to anyone at any time. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you before, during, and after diagnosis. Find resources, support, and hope at liver.ca. Liver Canada, by your side at every stage.